Did you know the human body has a complicated electrical system where in millionths of a volt, a series of super-fast neurobiochemical electrical sequences are set off? A wearable device the size of a silver dollar called the neuronode picks up those signals. It helps so-called locked-in individuals who have limited or no communication write their thoughts down or speak them through a recorded voice. This can be done with as little as the blink of an eye. In fact, famed scientist Stephen Hawking tested an earlier version of the device that WVXU first told you about in 2015 when we tried it out. Chief Technology Officer James Shorey explained it to me then.
This was the hardware that Hawking was using.
I'm amazed. How did you come up with that?
Well, it's a lot of people, a lot of smart people working together.
Now this technology is being paired with other devices to do more for a larger set of patients. The NeuroNode and its predecessor, the NeuroSwitch, made by Control Bionics, were originally designed for people specifically with ALS. Now others can benefit, according to product director Emily Boland.
We've seen, you know, young kids with cerebral palsy. We work quite a bit within the SMA, the spinal muscular atrophy community, while still serving those individuals with traumatic brain injury, spinal cord injury, as well as ALS. We're just now able to help them sort of earlier on in their journey.
Helping them earlier in their journey means offering a variety of technology they can use from beginning to end, like a device where the patient can at first use his or her hands and later may only be able to blink an eye. Rob Wong is the CEO of Control Bionics and talked to WVXU from Australia.
You know, depending on how their condition is on a particular day, they have the choice of using combinations of access methods or different access methods. And no one in the marketplace is currently able to do that. And we think that's really important. You know, when a funding decision is going to be made and you have to make a decision for the next 5 years as to what solution you're going to go with.
The stories coming out about people using these assists are amazing, says Shorey.
Lots of great blogs and books have been written by the help of the NeuroSwitch and the NeuroNode. So that's true. The thing is, when you lose the ability to communicate, you don't lose the want of doing that and being with your loved ones and being able to say something. And we give them that opportunity. There's the one story where we had a veteran, he's since passed away, that would write a love note to his wife every day with the NeuroSwitch.
There's also a story of a dad ordering his daughter's prom dress online using the NeuroNode. Locked-in patients are also able to order Christmas gifts without their spouse knowing. The device costs thousands of dollars, and Control Bionics says the VA pays for them, and there is coverage with private insurance and Medicare and Medicaid. Cerebral palsy patients can now benefit thanks to a technology that figures out what are intentional movements and what are not. CEO Rob Wong.
What that will allow us to do is to service much better the cerebral palsy population, where you're not dealing with the inability to move, you're dealing with the uncontrolled movement within someone who has cerebral palsy, and how do you allow them to make signals within that?
There are other devices like this on the market. You can see a video of how the Control Bionics technology works at WVXU.org and Thompson 91.7 WVXU.